last night Arlene had to go to watch her son.
Well, not had to go.
You had to go. You wouldn't have gone otherwise. Arlene had to go and watch her son at school, and they were putting on a production of Rent?
Rent. Yes, it was a school edition of Rent. It was very good, by the way, and well done to all the cast and crew.
Right, now your son, Robbie, had a speaking part, and that's why he went.
Well, no, he just announced last week, I'm in the musical.
No, do the proper voice.
I'm in the musical.
I said, sorry.
I'm in the musical.
You're in the musical next week, but you haven't been to any rehearsal.
Because that's how he speaks, because he's 15, yeah. That's how he speaks.
I said, okay, well, I'll come and see it. That'd be brilliant. Yeah, I'll come and see it. Great, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Okay, so it turns out that Robbie had a speaking part, but here's the funny bit. It was one word.
It was one word.
What was that word?
It was right.
That's
right.
It.
Now, bearing in mind, this is based in New York, this show, Rent.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't know he had the speaking part, so he came marching on, and I thought, oh, that's quite good. He's marching in time with his baton. He was a police officer.
Okay, come on.
And he's marching with his baton, you see, and he's doing all of that, and I thought, oh, he's looking good. He doesn't have that glacket, embarrassed look on his face. He's doing well.
Yeah.
And then he stood forward to do his word, right? So he had to quite aggressively say, right.
As if to say, right, stop that. That
yeah,
kind of
exactly.
Thing. Right, okay,
yeah. You know, and bearing in mind it's New York, and he said, right!
Was it Jason Statham?
Exactly!
Right! Is he getting his Cockney and his American accent mixed up a little bit?
Well, I think so, and I did say to him, I said, you were supposed to be in New York, and he said, I know, but I didn't know how to do a New York accent and say that word.
So he did his best.
He did.
He did his best Phil Mitchell.
Right! But he
I
did it with
that.
Great enthusiasm. I was quite proud, actually.
That's great. I mean, the thing is,
it was a 3-hour production for one word.
I mean, as a parent, you've got to sit through some guff, haven't you? When your kid, you know, because your kid's involved. I mean, you know, dancing classes or dancing performances.
Can I just say, dancing shows are up there. Dancing shows are, I think, probably the worst. I mean, they're great. They're lovely. It's lovely to see them, but...
Right, let's do a thing this morning. As a parent, what's the most boring thing you've had to sit through because your child was in it? All right, so I'm talking about swimming galas. I'm talking about ballet classes and performance. Yeah. You've had to go and see something because your kid's in it.
What's worse is you go, you sit through 3 hours and they come on and they get stage fright and they just stand there and then shuffle off again or cry.
Yeah. We'd love to hear if that's happened. There's an episode of Family Guy where Stewie walks on stage and then wets himself. It's very funny. I mean, it's not funny if that happens in real life, obviously.
No.
But as a parent, what's the most boring thing you've ever had to sit through because your kid was in it? On Facebook, Helen Collins. Driving around Edinburgh every single Saturday watching my girls play football.
Oh, yeah.
In the rain and the wind. And the snow.
But you're there supporting them.
I hate football, says Helen. This is my personal favourite. This is the best one that we've had so far. Vicky McEwen says, we once had to hang around for 11 hours at a kickboxing competition for my son, only for him to get knocked out in the first round.
Oh, no.
It was 2 1-minute rounds. But we had to wait for the rest of the team because one of them got to the final. It was in Birmingham.
Oh,
we were there for 11 hours. We could have driven home and back to Birmingham again and still be near in time for the end. Oh, dear me.
Yeah.
That's tough. Let's take a quick call. Fourth one. Hi.
Hi, it's Tracy from Dalgety Bay.
Hello, Tracy.
I cried. My dad thought it was hilarious. He came to see me at a brownie performance, and after it, he says, I didn't see you. I said, no, I was the tree. I was just standing with my arms wide open and a green sheet over me.
Oh.
I was crying. He was upset. He sat for 2 hours and never saw me.
So he had to sit through 2 hours of you on stage being a tree, and you were just covered in a sheet.
A green sheet.
Yeah. That's, by the way, it's a rubbish tree costume.
Yeah,
that
I never
got
brownies again.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, well, have a good day.
Thanks, Tracy. Have a great day. See ya, bye. Fourth one, hello.
Hiya, it's Claire from Falkirk.
Hello, Claire, what are you saying?
My little boy has got an assembly this morning at his school where they've been subjects on the Commonwealth, and he's dressed as Usain Bolt.
Oh,
so
awesome.
I've got to go and see him this morning, but I've just come back from a night shift.
Oh, no. No, that's going to be a nightmare. I mean, all very exciting and stuff. Is he getting dressed up like Usain Bolt with the, you know, with the tight?
Yes,
running
I've got him a Jamaica flag,
yeah.
And he's got the cardboard cut out of his face, and he's been practicing the bolt of lightning.
Yeah. Okay, and you've got to sit through. How long to see him do that?
Well, I think it will only be about an hour.
You just need to go and get yourself a really strong coffee.
Yeah,
I'll be fine. I'll have my 3-year-old on my knee, so I'll have to keep awake for that.
Weren't going to get much sleep anyway with a 3-year-old, were you?
No, my mum's coming as well.
All right.
Oh, that's all right.
Let me get some sleep.
Well, listen, you have a great day and I hope it goes well.
Okay.
See
thank
ya.
You.
Bye.
With ESPC, back tomorrow morning from 6. 4-1.